have this little meeting. Our Madan Mohan has suggested this. Why don't we come all together? And I greet also all of you who are in a way not my disciples, but I always feel it might be good for you to watch such a meeting and take inspirations for your own relationships to your spiritual master. So you're equally welcome. This is a disciple meeting, and I will speak to my disciples because sometimes it's not possible to meet everyone and give enough time. So these meetings can help us to touch maybe some essential elements that are helpful in the relationship. Therefore, we give them. I'm little bit have to be a little aware here of the time. Therefore, this is here. Jai Radha Madhava, no? Jai Radha. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari.
Kunya Vihari.
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama.
Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna.
It is my great pleasure to address all of you today after a long, long time of physical separation. I would like to give you a little, you know, just how I'm doing, talk, and then get into more essential or more whatever, more serious subjects. The lockdown for me was in the beginning a welcome opportunity to do what I always wanted to do, to have peace. And I was able to read, I was able to chant, I was able to think deeply, I could a little bit cultivate my private hobby, that is to read in various Vaishnava scriptures. I'm so curious. I hope it never stops. And it was nice. I only didn't move so much and became fat, but that is not a problem. We are not the body, you know. There was another thing I wanted to share. You might ask yourself why I am talking in such a light-hearted matter about restrictions. It was not easy for me in the beginning, but I made a great discovery, which I think is something you would like to know about. Maybe you can apply it in your lives. See, during the lockdown, everything was nice until I moved close to that one time in the year, which is my most sacred time, the time where I really think a lot about. It's Kartik Vrata, the month of Radha. So I came close, and after some time it became clear that I could not go to India this year. Then I thought, okay, the month of Kartik is coming. Let me then book an ideal place for being by myself. I just wanted to take Gaurahari and his wife with me, who were living in another, you know, just 5 minutes away from me. Let me go on an island. The island of Rügen, I found out, was suitable for my purposes. Then I also thought, let me say goodbye to the world and go to the Singhachalam farm for a festival related to Lord Nrisimhadev. What else? So then a few things happened. I got sick with COVID and on the farm, and I needed to go into bed, which is very unusual for me. I mean, I go every night to bed, but I was so sick, I was lying in the bed. That came. Then came a phone call that we cannot go to Rügen, the place where I wanted to make my Kartik Vrata. And other things happened which were no. So I felt like someone running. You know, I wanted to go to that sacred month, for that sacred month to Vrindavan. All of a sudden, back, a wall came before me. No problem. I ran in another direction. Whoop! Another wall came. No problem. We are young and inspired. I ran in another direction. But three walls. And a few small walls came up. And for a moment, I felt helpless. But then I remembered a song, the song which Nelson Mandela sang every day while he was in prison. It is more a poem. It says, I do not know all the lines, but it says, I am the captain of my own soul. Meaning, my life is like a ship, and I can steer where it goes, even when obstacle after obstacle comes. Imagine a person like Mandela, a good example of a righteous man, who was thrown for unjust reasons for 20, or was it 21 years? 27 years, I hear, into the prison. He liked boxing. He liked to move about. He liked to read many things. He was an intellectual person. Now he was in a prison, and it was not sure when he would come out of the prison. And he sang, I'm the captain of my own soul. I'm not dependent on the external circumstances. And he, what did he do? He had a program of physical exercise so that he would not become sick. He read, notably in the Bhagavad Gita, that's why he became so friendly to our movement when he moved out of the prison. And he kept his inner freedom, his inner thoughts intact. So I remembered that. I had read his book, The Long Way to Freedom, and I thought, well, let me apply this also. It's a good tip. And so I must tell you, it was a wonderful, wonderful Kartik month for me. I did everything what I did in Vrindavan. Everything minus Vrindavan. those who are Vrindavan lovers say, then not much is left. But no, I chanted, I read, I worshipped the Lord, I put my life on pause, all the other things, and I only the Kartik inspirations I spoke, nothing more. And I became very happy. I thought, wow, this is very good. I don't hear the loudspeakers all the time disturbing my bhajan. However, at the end of Kartik, I said, Sachinanda Swami, you're cheating yourself. To be in Vrindavan is irreplaceable. It is something which is just very, very good. So I was a little sad in the end, but I came back to very soon. I'm the captain of my own soul. I can feel. So this was my experience, and this is what I would like to give to you as my own little insight in the month of Kartik. Whatever the circumstances are, do not surrender your most precious gift, your freedom, your inner freedom, inner freedom, your inner freedom. The soul, whatever it is, just do not surrender to negative thoughts, to thoughts where you think this did not work the way I wanted, this is here I'm defeated. Whatever it is, in every situation, remain on the steering wheel of the ship of your life. Do not give that steering wheel out of your hands. It is not necessary. It's not good. It is not spiritual. Another discovery I made was the internet. I had no experience that there is such a thing as the internet. Only Gokrishna has and Vanunandini has, but I'm the internet fool. I don't know how to switch it on, and I also don't know how to switch it off. So I should not be introduced to the internet. I gave a lot of presentations. I must say I appreciated it. In the very beginning I was hesitant, should I do so much? But then I thought, no, my dharma is and my seva is to be someone who shares spiritual inspiration with others. So I do this, and with the help of a wonderful team. We have an international team with really very nice, also young people. Manu will like to hear. Ram Govinda is very, very active. Saraswati from Ljubljana is very active. It's a wonderful team which was created and which is very, very, very active. And of course, there is also old team. So I know that Tushta Krishna brings out this monthly newsletter, Sharanagati, and I think Mangala helps him with her intelligence and so on. But I would like to mention these very young people also, because it's important for me to engage the young energy also, the young devotees, so that they stay in Krishna consciousness. It was really nice, really very nice, this discovery and so on. But there was one thing, and that brings me to the more serious subject, which I missed. And I noticed how much I missed it a week before we started to travel again. I missed devotee association. That devotee association, you know, people who really have dedicated themselves to the spiritual path, I don't care if they're much sometimes going through their difficulties and their difficult mind. I missed all the aspects of devotee association. Hari Bol! And 1 week before we started to travel to France, really, that was the first station in our travel. We had a long-standing invitation to New Mayapur. I said to Gokrishna, we are traveling again, can you believe it? And he was also getting all upset. He's a little reserved, or English gentleman, I would say. But he also started to smile, and his suitcase was packed 1 week before traveling. Our man was ready. and that was very nice, and I so much appreciated meeting these devotees in New Mayapur. They had gone through a very difficult period, a very, very difficult period. If I would tell you the difficulties, you would think my difficulties are nothing. They went and they were victorious, they came out of it, and we had a nice meeting with what was a Kirtan Mela. Then we went to Radhadesh. Radhadesh feels like second home now for me, because I have been so often there. We did a Kirtan course, and I'm glad to report, even though the lockdown is still, hopefully easing up. It's not yet where it could be. There were very nice people, really inspiring people. A leader of a yoga, whole huge yoga ashram, who wants to introduce kirtan into the yoga scene. Who else? From Rome, someone. Boys from Netherlands, one boy. One from Bulgaria, and so on and so forth. Very, very nice people who really deeply interested in Krishna consciousness. A couple from France. You know, they stumble into, they hear kirtan course. It's nicely explained what it is. But then they come, vroom, into Radha Desh, full doses of spiritual energy. You can see them, some of them, you know, they go a little bit like this, like a person who has a little overdoses of beer. But then they find their path and go straight again. It was very nice. And then we drove here. We had fantastic discussions in the car. And we are now seeing all of you. Hare Krishna. So that's, but I missed devotee association. And I want to share something which is very much in my heart. This morning, I talked to a very nice devotee who does a lot of service on this retreat. And the devotee shared with me that now they do kirtan in Switzerland. They had a wonderful Ratha Yatra. Some of you might have been there. It was really well visited. And he shared with me and said, I would love if this enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness or the bhakti practices would continue also after this initial period where, of course, everyone is highly, highly motivated. You should hear, I'm often asked to lead kirtans, and if I hear you singing, you have not sung like this last year. You sing much more from the heart, more, because you appreciate it more, all the holy name and so many devotees, but you have to be careful that your enthusiasm doesn't wane or go down because you have so often kirtans. No? So the devotee shared with me, I really wish that it goes on like this. And I shared with the devotee what is my insight. The reason why it's sometimes not like that is because the devotee association is not what it could be. There is sometimes Kali Yuga coming into the devotee association. Sometimes Kali Yuga comes in your own mind, no? Where you have difficulties to deal with the different attitude, the different perspective of another, and you develop something like, you know, such a feeling of displeasure, and from there it grows more until you begin to criticize maybe devotees in your mind, and from there it grows more until you criticize devotees with your words, you know? And then at that moment Krishna takes away the taste from your heart. You don't like devotee association any longer. You don't find it in your heart to go. Kein Problem, Heidi. Das sind natürliche Regungen. Kein Problem. You don't find the taste any longer. You think, these are not my people, really. I have a different group of people with which I feel happy. You say this because you have come on the material platform, and materially there is not much reason why you would meet a person. like, I mean, I don't want to say names now because then that would be a little offensive, but I can see from myself that when I joined the temple in Hamburg, everyone was a hippie before. I was not. It was different. The language was different. The understanding of time was different. And there was no and responsibilities and all this was just very different. And I thought, well, maybe that's how it's supposed to be. But when I noticed that we spoke on spiritual subject matters, on our individual journey, on our obstacles and looking for solutions, then all of a sudden it worked. If you think you're the body, you will not, no one of you will be in this group. Some of you will be in specialized discotheques. Others will be in Kung Fu clubs. You know, different. But if you understand, I'm a soul searching for Krishna, then you think, these are my people. This is my family. According to the level in which your consciousness works, you will like and dislike things. I was thinking yesterday about it. I was thinking like this, oh, my room is not good. I hear all the time, you know, the lawn, I can't sleep. I should be somewhere else. That's what I thought. For us, don't worry, for only 5 seconds the thought came. Then I thought, no, but here is kirtan. Why do you say, here is lecture. Here is, what else is here? Ramananda is here. And so on. So it depends on what level your reality is, and then, you know, by the way, I think it's soon over. It's disturbing, I know. Because they need to do it now, because now is good weather and it can dry. So therefore they go wild with these machines. But it's soon over. I think Gaur Krishna, you must also have suffered with this, no? Yes, yes. Hare Krishna. No, kirtan, kirtan. So this is very, very, very important that we concentrate really on the essence. Concentrating on the essence is classically done at the moment when you think about the purpose of your life. I would like to give you an example which during the lockdown period has really touched me. It's Parikshit Maharaj, the emperor of the world who has 7 more days to live. And he knows my impending death is very close. At this moment, he looks back on his life and he looks forward to his possible next life. Possible. He is a pure devotee. He went back to Godhead. But a pure devotee is very humble and doesn't think, oh, I'm going back to Godhead. He thinks, in whatever next birth I will take, I wish 3 things in my life. I wish I could have had them now, during this life, but maybe I didn't have all of them. So in my next life, I want to make sure that 3 things are there. And these are the essence things. Some of you know, in the past, I've given many seminars on death and dying, and took an audience, my audience also through their own physical death in meditations. I do know a few people have become devotees after this, confronting their own mortality. So I made extensive research and I found out that at this point, just near to the death, people are very, very aware of what matters most, of the essence. They, for instance, will say, I should have been better in my relationships. I wish I could have been more present and more forgiving and not so selfish. Or they will say, I wish I would have danced more. I was so serious all the time. And so on. They say various things. Many times they say, I wish I would have loved more. Many times this appears. There are books written on this and so on. So Parikshit Maharaj also describes his three enlightened wishes. And if you hear it as a devotee, you will think, that's true. That I also got. So he says, may my attachment for the unlimited Lord increase. That's a good thing, no, in your life. Madhva Muni, is your attachment to Krishna increasing? This is a question. No need to answer. I mean, these are very private things. Rivoy, are you becoming more attached to Krishna? Where you really think, attached means I will make time. I will just go for that. The second thing is Parikshit Maharaj wants to have association with devotees. It's so important for him that this is an item in his wish list at the time of shortly before his departure. And the last thing he says is, I wish to have friendly relations to all living beings. I don't want to cause difficulties to anyone. I don't wish to criticize anyone. I want to help even the grandmother who cannot come alone over the street. I want to have friendly relations to all living beings. It doesn't mean relationships. You know, you can have, you should have, the most natural thing is you have relationships with a circle of like-minded people with whom you can count on and whom you can trust and who can understand even your complicated thoughts, you know, and so on. But relations means how you relate to others, even cats and birds and so on. I liked this so much. I was in Radhadesh, and then an elderly Mataji came. I don't know her name, but I've seen her, I believe, from the first time I visited Radhadesh. And she said, Maharaj, I have to speak to you in confidence. So I said, yes. We found a corner where no one could hear us. And she said, you know, I was going to the temple today, and I saw a bird on the street who was sick, he couldn't move. And then I thought, then I said to myself, oh no, I don't have time for this now, and I need to go to Mangal Artik. But during the whole time in the Mangal Artik, I thought about that bird which needed my help. What do you think about this? She said, I don't want to speak with anyone about this because for some people in our community, this is such a small matter which you don't discuss with the Swami. I answered, well, obviously you cannot take care of any and every bird who has fallen from the sky. It's not possible. But if you have the thoughts in your heart that maybe I should take care, it means Krishna is telling you something. and you should go. She said, okay. And she turned around and went back to look for the bird. She couldn't find the bird. And then she said, you know, I begin to understand after all these years in Krishna consciousness that everywhere is a soul, in all life forms is a soul, and we all are related, we are all parts of Krishna. And I said, yes, by all means, follow this. And I remembered how sometimes birds who come flying against, we had an old Gaurabhavan, not the new one, but they came flying before on these windows and they were knocked out, and we put them into, I always put them in a small cartoon, put them at the lotus feet of, we have a small Goparaj, he's a Shila, and we have a huge Goparaj, and I put him at the lotus feet of Goparaj, and usually after being knocked out, they came back to life, and we gave them a little prasadam and said, go on in your life, maybe see you again, and so on. I think it is important for a spiritual person to do what is within his capability to take care of others. I think this is maturing, to not just think of yourself. It is necessary for us to be compassionate towards others, friendly relations to others. And let's start at home. At home means in the circle of devotees. This was Parikshit Maharaj's three desires. May my attachment for the unlimited Lord increase, may I have association of devotees, and may I have friendly relations to all living entities. And do you know what? I found that these three desires are constantly repeated by other great devotees. For instance, Sridham, not the Parika, he's a Parika, but not the Saka Sridham, but Sridham, a florist, he was dealing with flowers in Mathura. When Krishna came to him, and at the end he wanted to bless Sridham, he said, what is your desire? And Sridham Florist, the flower waller, said, I wish that my attachment will always increase to you. I wish that I have association with your devotees, and I want to have friendly relations with all living beings. This is the only blessings I wish from you, my Lord. Markandeya Rishi had similar desires. Many think like this, and I think it's a desire list. It focuses you on it helps you to focus on the essence. And I feel a devotee must focus on the essence. Otherwise he is overwhelmed by what material nature presents to him or her according to that specific conditioning. We all have a very strong conditioning, and it is wired into our brain, our neurological system. We have certain things in us which are there, and if you don't focus on your essence, you will spend an inordinate amount of time with these conditionings. Satya, willkommen. Können wir dir helfen? Wen möchtest du finden? Ja. So, das kann man ja lösen, oder? Die Mama? Gut, Radha Sundari weiß. So, an inordinate amount of time will be wasted. Some like horse riding, some like this, some like that, some like movies, some like literature, some like these things which are I'm thinking Monday. Some like cloth, some like hairstyles, some like me. Some like this or that or the other thing. Football. How could I forget? Conditioned nature, you know, is there. And yes, it is all. These things are not in themselves evil or bad, but if it pulls away our time, which we should be, which we wish to, which we need to increase our attachment for Krishna, it gets problematic. It's the then our attachments become like thieves who steal our time away from us, which we can engage in timeless things, in spiritual things, in things which satisfy the soul, not just the mind and senses. No? So therefore, we need all to focus on the essence, my dear devotees. It's important. If we don't have an essence program, an essence calendar, an essence mindset, the material energy will steal through our attachments, you know, our time away from us, then we don't have time. And when we don't engage in spiritual practices, you all know what happens. You lose your taste after some time, no? Isn't it? No one wants to not at this moment, so that I don't use him as an example. I like these desires of Parikshit Maharaj. In my next life, he says, this should be the case. This should be my my situation. Good. Now to come, we are doing actually quite well. I have a question. You know, I was coming to Switzerland. I was seeing you. Then Madan Mohan, actually that was before. We were on the car already, driving through France, and Madan Mohan and myself, we discussed about a possible disciple meeting. No? We even wanted to invite disciples who are not coming for the summer camp due to time reasons or whatever. We also wanted to invite disciples who may move under dark stars at the moment, who go through difficulties in their life. But we could only host a limited amount of participants, and therefore we restricted it here. But as I was speaking with Madan Mohan, I was preparing myself internally to see all of you. I mean, I didn't know that who would come specifically, but I knew that from some of you that you would come. I was preparing myself internally. I was asking myself the question, we have not seen each other now for 2 years and maybe more, because I'm not coming as often to Switzerland as I used to do. Did you? I was very often there. Do you remember Syamananda? Very often. Or in Serbia, Madhva Muni and Kishori. Remember, I said I'm a Serb by my conditioned nature. I must go to Serbia. I feel when I go through the streets of Belgrade, the juices of inspiration are coming. I used to talk like this, no? And now I'm never coming. Because services have changed my roots and so I thought, how is our? I mean, we have a guru disciple relationship, and there is in this relationship there are a lot of things. Look at the traditional definition of what a guru is. He is He's a teacher, he's an upholder of the values of a certain lineage. He is also seen as something like a father. Therefore we say we are now in the God family. It means there's a family and there's a head of the family because of whom this family existed. The family of Jivanath with three wonderful children is there because there is Jivanath. Without Jivanath, there would be no Madhava, no Deva, no Padma. No, so without the Guru, there wouldn't be a particular group which identifies themselves as God family. So he's something like a father. And here it gets already a little touchy. Can he be a father for everyone? Can he sit like a father with everyone? Is he patient enough like a father to hear the same question for 15 years like a father does? No? And I want to say many things blend into this role, and with it many expectations. And here it becomes a little bit, we need to look at this. When I expect something from my guru, for instance his physical presence, I start with these type of things, and it doesn't come, then what is our relationship? If I expect he is like a father who never loses his patience when he explains a point again and again, and it is not happening. When I expect that he must understand me, although I'm rebellious, and he insists, no, please go the right way, then my expectation is frustrated. I was struggling with these questions. Can I fulfill all the expectations which are carried naturally, it's no one's fault, into this relationship? I have seen, I'm also a disciple, I have expectations also like you in Prabhupada, my spiritual master, and some of them are very human understandable. And I had to ask this question also. So I was coming, this was the question I was struggling with when I came to this disciple meeting, but yesterday something happened to me. Can I tell? I gave my lecture, I was focused on my lecture. When I see someone and I'm focused, I should not lose my thread, den roten Faden. And I see him again. Then I lost my roten Faden, my red thread. And I just shouted, Madhu Mangal! Madhu Mangal was for maybe 2 years, I'm not good in years as you know, he was my servant. I remember him, he had a hair like Jimi Hendrix, only it was yellow, it was blonde, it was really decorative. Madhu Mangal, was running over. I remember him running and doing everything, like every new devotee, he had difficulties and attachments. I will not tell you what, but then we sat down, and he was crying, and I started to cry because I'm a human being also, and I know there was a strong attachment, and so on. And I went through everything, and I sometimes said, Madhu Mangal, stop your nonsense. And he was angry at me. It's heavy when you say to someone, stop your nonsense, and please just drop it. then he started to argue, and because I was there, we could clarify it. Then I saw him yesterday. He was distant for maybe, for a long time. I don't remember, 10 years maybe or so, long time. And I saw he was, all his face was just all with love and affection. And when I asked him to come to me, he was all nervous. He can be so temperamental. Then I embraced him and said, Madhu Mangal, you don't know what happiness I feel at this moment. I felt so sad. Have I done anything wrong that you were not present in our relationship for so long? Tell me, I will correct it. I love, my heart is only love for you. No? And he said to me something very nice. He said to you, yes, you know, we quarreled. We know this. But life taught me something. This is the chance of the life to become Krishna conscious. I can see you try your best, you work so hard. And yes, sometimes you have said this or that. But now I don't even remember. It is not important, because the essence is important. And he said it with tell me. I'm from North Germany, and sometimes when I don't edit my language, it's impossible, you know. No, I don't even remember. And he insisted that this relationship is for something else. It is for focusing on the essence. My dear devotees, I almost cried in public. I've never done this, only last birthday. That's how I feel to Prabhupada also. Sometimes he said things where I felt, how can you say this? The BBT has published something, the difficult passages in Prabhupada's book. Have you seen? There are some atoms in there, you know. But it's not important. It's not about this. It's about Krishna. And Krishna is most important. That I could see as he was talking. And I really did my best, because this was the opportunity to give him the forum and so on. But there was nothing. He was here the whole day. Some of you who know him have seen him. Very capable individual, very everything. Madhu Mangal knows everything, and he said to me, Guru Maharaj, I'm just so blissful all day. I was missing this. I'm just sitting here, there's a kirtan, and more, please. I'm seeing the devotees. I can see they are struggling. He has studied psychology. Studied or was interested, I do not know. I don't think studied, but interested in this. No, I can see, but I just see there are saints there, angels. I have been in life, and I have seen people who are different. I know. So I wanted to, this is my closing comment. I think this focusing on the essence is good. And I try to do this in my life and within our relationships. I know sometimes there are things which for various reasons are not easy. I know this because we are all complex human beings, and whoever said we should kill the human being? It must be there. It must accompany us. It helps us, this humanness, and so on. And we all have. Once Prabhupada was asked, what is the greatest enemy of a devotee? And Srila Prabhupada answered our Krishna Mohini knows, we ourselves are our greatest enemy. By the way, there are schools out there who can give you proofs how this is so. Not everyone will agree to this, but there are many psychologists who've seen that we sabotage ourselves. There's a Harvard study which says 47% of the time people's minds are roaming, wandering, and they are not coming and they are not going to happy thoughts. 47% of the time. Doesn't that sound tragic? That's half of the life. My mind condemns me to be unhappy. This sounds tragic, and it's more tragic because it's so easy to change that. You just have to change the level of your consciousness. So this is why we say Krishna consciousness. We go from one level of awareness where our mind engages with certain things, we go to another level, we go to a higher level. See, it's spiritual knowledge helps you to do that. So, Hare Krishna. I have come to my, let me see, do I have I come to the end? I never, once I start going, it's very difficult. I wanted to just, no, some happy news, there were two news, but I've written only one. And something I'm really excited about, we have now, believe it or not, but it's true, we have finished our meditation book. It's very powerful. We have done a lot of research in science also, because after all, we need the mind is an entity, and if you want to bring him to other levels, you need to know what are the system, what are the workings here, what are the laws of nature, and the artwork is being done. The same artist who did the living name, I think you will remember. I show you this type of art, no? Only this time, she is a genius. At this time, she has reinvented herself for this book. I think she will reinvent herself for every book or so. And it's that subtle art, you know, which evokes something inside. That's the idea. You know, it's the person on the boat seeing the firmament, himself or herself. It can be a man or a lady. This is an abstract figure relating to their lives and so on. So it will be, I've seen some of the artwork. If you think this was good, that was better. This is better. So what is coming up? And very happy about it. Very inspired. We have also a few very good possibilities for preaching, new contacts which have come, and we are very enthusiastic. I'm health is okay. I feel very, very happiness is there in the heart most of the time, and I hope we see each other more in the coming years. Still, I think no one can predict how it will go with these restrictions, isn't it? Not 100%. Christian, weißt du, wo das? Das wird immer mehr sich. Weiß man nicht, oder? It looks crazy. By the way, my eyes fell on Christian. Christian is informed about many things, also many spiritual things, and he shared with me something from the view of an astrologer. I don't know if you know that he is an accomplished astrologer, amongst many other things. And he said, we are moving in a time where it's important for every individual to come to his or her own responses to life. No. You could just follow everyone and suffer, but you have to think about everything and come to your individual response. No. And all the questions which are which our society confronts, including the word where everyone gets bored. It starts with C, and the next word is O. The next letter is O, and already we are O. So we have to develop our own intelligence, our own individual responses. I liked this very, very much. It made a lot of sense. Learn to think on your own. Very important to get through the coming times. Astrologically also, the time demands that of us. And when you follow the call of what's up, if you call that, then it's very easy. But if you don't change, when change is necessary, it becomes more difficult for an individual. Anyways, that's just as a side point. Let me end here. Something about darshans. Many of you have asked. Please give your names to Gokrishna and also the times you prefer when you are free, and I will come to you. Beautiful. Ist das dein Telefonring? Ist ja ein Kirtan, oder? Ist doch Nektar. Das müsste man lauter stellen. So. No. I will then come to you. I will find you in the time which is available. No? I will come to you, and or you can also come to me, and I can say to Gokrishna, please write this name down, and then I have a list. See. My service list. That I don't forget. Good. Fine. So let me see if any one of you has a question now which you would like to ask in this forum. Maybe something which relates to what you have heard or what I have said, or something different. We have about 15 more minutes. I will be very concentrated. Yes, do I see Jai Gopal? Yes, Jai Gopal. Please speak. Sprich laut genug.
I've been thinking lately about also connecting with the world situation. It puts you kind of a space where you rethink things, and we have one side in our life. We have our daily life, especially Grihastas, to manage earning money, all the daily things, getting them done, and then we have our very big goal is Krishna Bhakti, to love Krishna. And then I ask myself sometimes, like, okay, we in our daily business, yeah, we chant our rounds, we try to do some sadhana, which is for that goal. But then I ask myself, okay, what is in between? And then I was thinking, like, okay, for me it's relevant in between. You need to really also be fulfilled in that in between until we reach that goal.
You need to be fulfilled.
We need to be engaged according to our nature, and not only our nature, that it can also be a service for Krishna.
Yeah.
And I feel it's quite hard to find this place in the world. It's not always easy to really be engaged according to one's nature. Yeah. And then I was asking, is it for that goal, is it 100% necessary to be engaged in this nature to be successful, or can one continue practicing spiritual life in this vacuum?
Uh, I really believe you need to be engaged according to your nature. Otherwise, you cannot be engaged. I remember Prabhupada saying, please enjoy Krishna consciousness. He said like this. And it should be an enjoyable journey. Then you will do it. You have to find out how to engage your nature. I know not the whole world wants to have a madanga player. You know. But you have to find something out according to your nature. I think, and then you also have to know when to surrender your nature. These two things must be there. In spiritual life, we have to use paradoxes in order to understand what cannot be understood with a dualistically working mind. One thing is that I became lately very much aware is you need relationships where you can feel trust and you can count on them. But then, listen to this, you also need to be autonomous. Maybe I've spoken to someone of you. You know, let me give a harmless example. You are, as a child, you begin, you know, become a teenager, and you want to go with your friends to Greece to swim. So your mother, loving mother, says, are we not enough? Why do you have to leave us? And you feel like, oh, mother, I love you. But I need to go to Greece. It's two different things, you know. So sometimes in spiritual movements, we expect our devotees to do this, 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 this. But sometimes an individual needs to do that, and it may not fit 100%. But he needs to do it. So according to his maturity, he will engage in what he wishes to do, and which is maybe, and so on. It's a question of your maturity. Autonomy, that's my point here. In spiritual life, both is there. Obedience and autonomy. They are paradox. They don't go together, but they must go together in spiritual life. Otherwise, you become dysfunctional and crazy. Two things very important. Also, and sometimes we must listen. Sometimes devotees write to me, I'm ready to listen to you. Saying, I would like to have this three times in black and white. And then we will first have a discussion what is the difference between hören und zuhören. There's a huge difference. Yeah, I hear you. But it's a difference when you say, yes, I'm willing to consider your perspective. I have this three times devotees must ask me, because I got so much into difficulties when I believe devotees who said I can listen. And then you say something which is out of the box. It has to be out of the box spiritual solutions, because you will remain the same if you keep on doing the same things. So if you want to change, something different has to come. Something different from your present mindset. But most of you become so upset when you hear something out of the mindset that was like, okay, peace, shanti. Hare Krishna. So there was another one. I will turn to Tushta Krishna. I'm sorry, limited time, but we will have some time. Yeah.
And now there's this list of 10 offenses, so this gives some orientation where to look for, but still when I have a lack of taste, which is a result of offenses mostly. I have no idea where I went wrong.
What to correct?
Yeah, it's turned the wrong way. So do you have some tips how to become more aware? What one's actually doing so that the one stays there?
Yeah. Tushta Krishna and everyone. As you know, I give many retreats on the holy name, and I avoided up till now to speak about the 10 offenses because my mindset is, let's focus on the positive, then I conquer the negative. You follow this psychology? Then I have a friend, His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, who said all our troubles come from one, that is that we are deeply rooted in our false ego, in our perception, in our thinking and so on. False ego means here the wrong identification of the eternal self with what is temporary, the body and so on. And that happens to be the 10th offense. And so I said, boom. And then he showed, he's very scholarly, how all the other offenses which we do come from being rooted in the wrong understanding. I will give seminars in the future about it. I'm working on this. So I will not explain it now in detail here. And at that time, I remembered Rumi. I cannot help but be a little poetic, little. Rumi said, don't search for love. What? So all his books are about this love for God, you know, and so on. Don't search for love. Search for the walls which you have built against love. Wow, I thought. It somehow struck me, this quote. And then I remembered, yeah, we have this also in Krishna consciousness, that yes, the love of Krishna is there. We have love naturally. It's our birthright. But we have built something up, and these are the 10 offenses. And I began to study them more thoroughly. And I thought, And as I studied them, I thought, this is what I do wrong. I think, Tushta Krishna, you are a very advanced devotee, or an advanced devotee, advanced devotee, and you will recognize when you just look. I did not look at the offenses for a long time because I have this positivist approach. That is a relevant approach in spiritual life. We also say, don't concentrate on all your anattas, concentrate on Krishna. We even say, hear about the rasa lila pastimes and then your material lust will go away. It's not that first you wait until you're pure in your heart. No, hearing about Krishna, the positive thing, will make you pure. So I was totally on this side, and I did not like lectures. I still don't like lectures, which always are the anattas, this, it goes wrong, this, and the psychology of all the things which go wrong, and so on. I think, can't we just hear something what we should do? Do we always have to hear what we should not do? You know, like this is my, you know my thinking. But here, when I heard that, yes, I'm not yet fully in my siddha deha, to say it very, very, I mean, let's say it differently, I'm not a self-realized soul as of yet. So I do have, I'm still a little bit, I don't want to say, I'm still connected with the material energy and think like a normal person. I react like so on. I hope not like an ordinary person, but like a human being, you know. So So, and then, yeah, that's the problem. I want to know who I am in relationship to Radha and Krishna. That's the main subject which interests me. Now, it's not yet fully clear, or not, at least not for a long time, for all the time, and not very clear, not clear at all. You can take any word from this. But when I read, "Don't search for love, search for the walls you have built against love," then I remembered the 10 offenses. I don't know, poetical people think maybe different. They read something and chuck, immediately they make a connection to their own thing. My answer to you, Tushta Krishna, is if you feel you commit offenses, make yourself familiar with what they are. Harinam Chintamani is a very good source where you can find a description by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how they appear, how they manifest, what's the psychology behind it, etc. And then you will recognize as you read, here I'm going wrong. But just so that you don't leave this room in a worried way, you are all right. I mean, you are a good person, good heart, and don't worry too much. Don't do this because it's a question for you. Just go through it, but don't get lost in just thinking about it. Do your devotional activities. Maybe find some inspiration here, extra inspiration, and say, yeah, I like to go in this direction more. I heard this point in the lecture of Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. This was a good point. It struck me. Let me go in this direction. Good. There is now this time situation. I can't believe I'm at time. I was spoiled when I joined in Hamburg, where this flexible relationship to time was there. We have to end here. Ich hab hier ein Seminar. If that question, others are there, and I don't want to be. If the question is relevant, you can ask it after the seminar. Why not? It must be a good question, knowing you. So, Hare Krishna, it was wonderful for me to have this meeting. Thank you that you all came and even made solutions for your children. I know that's not easy for such a long time, and it worked really good how you did it. And we are still in the same summer camp, and there is possibilities to see. Also, when you see me around, please just speak to me. I'm when I'm down, I have time. When I have no time, I'm up. Then behind the door. Speaking very simple. Yes. Okay, so all the best for you, and we are, it's not over. Many days are coming now. Hare Krishna.